It said a lot about a person's state of mind when an igloo in the middle of the freezing Arctic looked more appealing than a warm, cozy house. Samantha Parker flipped off the muted TV documentary she'd been watching with a frown, tossed the remote onto the bed, then balanced on the rickety ladder as she tried, again, to thread the curtain panels she'd bought onto the old rod. The fabric caught on a rusted part of the rod, so she pushed harder. A ripping sound echoed through the room just before the fabric slipped past the obstruction. Damn it! Sam turned the rod in her hand so she could see where the fabric had torn. A small gash was visible on the front of the rod pocket. Perfect. This was par for the course for her evening and year. Rising to her toes, she mumbled, "Good enough," and prayed the old ladder held her weight as she placed the rod on the hooks she'd installed earlier and tightened the screws to lock it in place. Climbing down, she scowled up at her work and stepped back. Not even close to great, but good enough. The red panels matched the red swirls in the bedspread she'd ordered online and hid the crack in the plaster on the right side of the window. No one would be able to see the rip unless they looked closely, but at this point, she didn't even care. She probably should have broken down and bought a new rod, but she didn't want to sink any more money into this old house. Cosmetic updates, that was it. Since her mother's death, all she cared about was making the place look halfway decent so she could pocket a few bucks when she sold it, then get the hell out of town. She folded the ladder, leaned it against the wall, and climbed back onto her bed. Coming home to Hidden Falls was only supposed to be a temporary thing, but her weeks seemed to be spinning out of control, and the dip in the housing market wasn't helping. She wanted out of this town. Aside from being too small, it was packed with locals who liked to gossip. But more than that, there were just too many bad memories lurking here for Samantha. Too many memories about her brother, her parents, and everything that had happened to rip her family apart. Images of that cold, dark night 18 years before flickered through her mind. The eerie cabin in the mist, the whispering woods, the roar of the falls. But mostly, the screams. So many screams, they still woke her in the dead of night. A shiver raced down her spine, but she pushed the images away and forced herself not to think of the past. If she did, she'd be sucked back into a vacuum of nightmares she didn't want to relive. And she'd worked so hard to drag herself out of that abyss. She wouldn't go back. She just needed to focus on work. Had to put more effort into selling this house. Only then could she leave this town once and for all and never look back. The clock on the wall read 11:15, but she wasn't tired yet. Sighing as she relaxed into the mountain of pillows, she bypassed the stack of lab papers she should be grading in favor of her laptop. Her 4-year-old golden retriever, Grimly, whined and tucked his nose under her elbow before she could click the first key, then nudged her arm up. "Cut that out, you idiot." She shifted her arm away and scanned the links on her screen. "This will just take me a few minutes." She hadn't taken Grimly for his walk today after school, and she knew he was antsy, but she'd stayed too late at work getting ready for tomorrow's classes, then had come home and tried to do a few of those magical updates her realtor guaranteed would sell the house. Now she was too interested in looking up the shrink her principal had announced would be observing classes at the high school tomorrow to worry about Grimly's antics. "Dr. McLean," she said as she typed his name into the search field on her browser. He was probably some white-haired old fart who wore glasses and really bad tweed. That or super slimy in the way only a highly trained emotional manipulator could be. Sam had clocked more than her fair share of hours on a head doctor's couch, thanks to her brother's death. And if there was one thing she'd learned over the years, it was that therapists held more power than any other doctor in the medical field. They could lift a person up, or completely break them down. But more often than not, they messed with their patients' minds until there was nothing left but self-doubt and paranoia. Ignoring the unwanted memories that tried to sneak in again, she paged down and stared at a screen full of pictures. Some were taken in a classroom. Some were shot outside at what looked to be a youth camp. But most were filled with the faces of kids from all different backgrounds.